I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Hey, congrats on the opening night of the U.S. leg of your tour.
Yay! It was awesome. It was actually kind of nerve-wracking because there's a sense of pressure when you come to America because this is obviously my country. So I'm going overseas and going to Canada. It's a little bit more relaxed, and here I get nervous for sure.
How long had it been since you'd been on the stage? Did you have a couple weeks between legs of the tour or just a couple days?
I had a week and a half, but the entire tour overseas was a scaled-down version of the show. So we did more intimate arenas, and now this is a little bigger, and now we have more dancers, and so that's a little kind of adjusting, I guess,
Right.
and that's a bit nerve-wracking too.
And a tremendous workout, I would imagine.
It is, which is awesome.
So I'm looking at this little blurb in the post on page six today. I can hear your heart racing. Where's this going? You're doing something for Flaunt Magazine, a 15-page spread. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be that many pages, but I did the shoot in LA while I was there for a couple of days, and it was incredible. It was so much fun.
Between the music, the acting, the fashion line, this is more than one person can take on. How many people are running the Selena Gomez empire?
Honestly, I would not be anything without my team. My team that I surround myself with, they really embrace me and they just want to teach me and lead me down the right path. So I've been with my team forever and they just obviously want me to surround myself with good people, and that's what I always have wanted to do my whole career. So I think they've done a really great job of protecting me, and I hope I've done a great job of loving them and appreciating them.
Absolutely. At age 21 now, there really have not been any major bumps in the road of your evolution from like kid star to adulthood. That is to be commended. I think you might be the only one.
Oh, thanks. I don't know. It's my family, I guess. I don't know. My mom is, my mom. I'm still scared of my mom, so I just wouldn't want to let her down.
Last time you were up here, you were rushing to retail right after our conversation to check on your clothing line. What's the latest with you and Adidas?
Yeah, working and collaborating with them has been really fun. It's an opportunity for me to kind of put in my take of, what would be fun and edgy for girls my age to wear and be comfortable wearing, and they could make their own, version of an outfit just with these essential pieces that we've created with Neo. So it's cool. It's been a really fun process, and it's great. It's comfortable, affordable. I'm enjoying it.
Do we see any of that clothing on stage by chance?
Yeah, we actually wear the sneakers, and my dancers wear the sneakers as well.
We're excited. The 16th, the Barclays Center. There haven't been many shows there yet. This place is brand spanking new. It still smells like glue and paint.
I heard. I know. I hope I don't pass out on stage, but I'm excited.
Is there a special plan, something new or different that you're going to roll out for New York City?
I probably will have to, just because I love New York, and that's probably one of my favorite crowds to just go and enjoy because they really know how to do it. So I'm going to try to come up with something good for them.
All right. I know there's been a lot of talk lately as far as other artists who are doing well right now talking about your music and your position and your influence. I imagine this might have also mildly altered your set list a little.
Oh, well, maybe a little, but honestly, it's part of what we do, people are going to have opinions. So
Right.
I respect her and I'm a huge fan. So that's all
Yes.
I can say.
All of your answers in the press that we've seen to this point in time have been top shelf. So you have no problem taking the high road and making it look really good.
No, thanks. Thank you. I have my moments where I need to vent to my girls, but I try to handle myself with as much grace as possible.
That's great. Hey, we saw a review of the Getaway movie that said you were the only bright spot in that entire film. How was your Ethan Hawke action motion picture experience?
I love it. It was actually, I would never take that back because that was such a great experience. And Ethan is so, he's really smart. So I enjoyed it, but hey, what are you gonna do? Sometimes you don't make the best things possible, but you just try again.
I have a feeling someone seeing you and that work is going to mean more work along those lines for you in the future.
Maybe. I love being able to go into those dark roles and kind of transform myself and play a character and kind of be a little bit of a rebel. It's nice.
Right? Spring Breakers, so to speak.
Yeah, I know. Guess I'm on a path. But what am I trying to say subliminally? That I need to just get it out of my system, I guess?
No, no. Listen, it's a road you have to navigate, and it's difficult, and you've done it very well so far.
Well, thanks.
So when it comes to your childhood television experience, being that we're in the month of October, has the whole Wizards thing enhanced or completely ruined your love of Halloween?
Oh, goodness, no. It never affected Halloween. Halloween is one of my favorite holidays.
Yep.
I've had incredible memories on Halloween. So.
Are you dressing up?
Yeah, I think I want to do Daisy from The Great Gatsby. I might do something like that or not dress up at all. We'll see.
Look at you going high end. I can imagine that growing up in Texas, a large neighborhood, Halloween had to be just like a feast of sugar.
And we know where to go to the houses that would give the full candy bars. So
that's right.
We would definitely go there.
Selena Gomez on the phone. Her newest song is at the top of the dance chart. Her show's coming to the Barclays Center on Wednesday, and we're moving on to the speed round. Favorite thing for you to do on your day off?
Sleep and go and explore.
All right. Very nice. When's the last time you had a day off?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Okay. Last person who called you?
My mom.
Oh, how sweet. Is there a special skill that you have that nobody knows about?
I love to make a mess in the kitchen, so I love to cook, and I attempt to cook, and that's fun.
Awesome.
Sometimes it fails miserably.
Hey, have you seen this show, Bitchin' Kitchen, with Nadia G?
No.
Oh, my God. She's awesome. Yes, you would totally dig her. She's Canadian and kind of Italian, and she talks with a weird accent, and it's about as much cooking as it is comedy and really great shoes. You should check it out.
Okay. Well, thanks for the recommendation.
All right. Since we are in the month of haunting, do you have any phobias? Are you afraid of anything in particular? Marshmallows, cotton swabs, something ridiculous?
No, but I enjoy being scared. I love scary things. I've already been to haunted houses this month. And we're going to go again in a couple of weeks, so
nice.
I'm excited.
Well, listen, we can't wait to see you on the stage of the Barclays Center. The 16th is the date. New York City is waiting, girl.
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
Selena Gomez on 95.5 PLJ.
All right, bye.